From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As more and more people put their minds to coding apps for this hobby of amateur radio, the hobby is losing some of the mystique that was once called crystal ball gazing. With tremendous amounts of data being available, the meteorologists and the space weather scientists are able to predict not only whether it is likely to be raining, but also what the possible operating conditions should be. Behind us are the days when forecasting the weather meant sticking your head out a window to feel the breeze and feel if your face got wet. In more open spaces, the old trick of wetting a finger and rotating it told you which direction the wind was from, and depending on how quickly your finger dried, how strong it was. Well, some of those techniques were somewhat apocryphal, but you get the idea that planning for outside events was very much a stab in the dark in most instances. The rules of thumb were a guide, like the Brisbane exhibition, the Ekka, always brings strong westerly winds. Now we have access to up-to-date data on sites such as the Bureau of Meteorology and reports to dedicated sites for the ham community. Talking of community, I had an experience just recently, which was a good reminder of the fellowship that comes with the membership of amateur radio enthusiasts. I was completing a purchase at a local business, and in taking my details, the person serving me realized he knew the name, and then the call sign, which I use in my email address. This led to a friendly conversation on, would you believe, amateur radio, and our experiences and hopes for the hobby, and all the topics that seem to spring up when we meet another ham. I've mentioned the traditions, the history, and the camaraderie. That is the spirit of amateur radio, and here was another instance of this living out in practice. It is so wrong that there exist the misanthropes that try and spoil the enjoyment of the majority, and the trolls who haven't matured enough to stop painting dirty words on the toilet walls at school. Admittedly, some have progressed far enough to give us the benefits of their immaturity by using the words on social media, and some can even spell them correctly. We amateurs have a history of welcoming all interested people into our throng, and respect for our fellows as part of the practice we should attempt to follow. Well, things have moved along with the formal announcement of Sunspot Cycle 25, but now our Met Bureau has formally announced a La Niña weather pattern for the Pacific regions. We're being told that we should expect more wet days, possibly more cyclones, but not to expect the dramatic weather that brought us flooding almost a decade ago. There is a certain confluence which may bring and sustain better operating conditions, particularly for HF, but there could also be the caution to prepare for the unexpected. The bushfire season is upon us, and the fire authorities are saying not to expect the La Niña to lessen their incidents. The cyclone season is coming, and by the ferocity of the storm systems that have recently battered the northern hemisphere, we should take those as a warning and clean up and batten down where necessary. With Jota Jyoti coming up shortly, we should take a leaf from scouting and be prepared. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.